Blog Talk Radio.
Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family, owned and operated by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083, or call at 678-884-3778. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Loving Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine.
Hey, you listening? listening to WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, New Look and Feel, a radio. We were saying this a long time ago. I got my host on the phone, Ms. DeMonica Fly. I'm here in Atlanta. DeMonica's up in St. Paul, Minnesota. What's up, D?
That's right, STP St. Paul, Minnesota, in WAMRDB. How are you tonight, girl?
Did you say STP? What?
Yes, the STP here in St. Paul. I got to represent Minnesota.
What's the abbreviation stand for?
St. Paul, STP.
Oh, okay.
You
wouldn't
know because you're in
that
ATL,
way.
Okay?
Yeah. I wouldn't know. Man, I'm telling you, it is so much going on. DeMonica, we are just... I just love the fact that one of the things we're going to talk about tonight for a little bit, just quickly, is the COVID-19. There's some updates that we want to get into, but we've been talking and keeping people up to date about what's happening with the death tolls. What do you got so far in terms of some of your news outlets stating what's going on around the country?
Okay, well, here in Minnesota, it's 1,154 cases, 39 deaths, 135 hospitalized, and 64 in the ICU.
Now, I know
And it's steady going up.
Now, are they saying you guys are at the curve, or is it just you guys are just getting in the thick of things, as I say things? So my saying is, you know, are we headed into a part where they're at the peak, or what are they saying?
Not yet. Yeah, the peak hasn't really gotten here yet. This is the beginning of the peak, but
okay,
the peak hasn't. Yeah, more so on New York is more so they're saying that's starting to be the peak. So it really hasn't hit the peak here in the Midwest as of yet.
All right. So I saw some stuff you posted on Facebook. Somebody was screaming, talking about, look at this. Like some UFOs in the air. Those are probably helicopters flying at night. Did anybody confirm what that might have been?
We still haven't figured it out yet.
I think there were helicopters.
I don't know.
You said
helicopters.
Helicopter? How high do you think they're supposed to go?
They'd be up there. But do you think they would know whether that's a helicopter or not?
The way he was carrying on. But anyway, so I ain't gonna worry about that one.
Yeah.
I thought you were.
Well, you already heard
stuff.
What they
I
said.
Okay.
We had to be locked in. So.
and the
military is here. So. Yes, it is. It is.
There's some new studies that they're talking about that describes the coronavirus in patients' sudden and complete loss of smell. They're saying these are some health portions that they're trying to get out to people in terms of health indicators, because some people are people that are carriers and they don't actually have the virus. According to the CDC, they talk about how COVID-19 spreads. They're still learning about in the severity of it, but they say, you know, person to person, between people who are close contact one another within 6 feet, through respiratory droplets produced when an infected person coughs, sneezes, or talk. The droplets can land in the mouth and nose of people who are nearby and possibly inhaled into their lungs. That's nasty. Some recent studies have suggested that the spread by people who are not showing symptoms. Now, that's what they're talking about. Maintaining some good distance, 6 feet behind the spread. And then they're talking about the contaminated surfaces. Now, they're talking about this. You're talking about pretty much living in a bubble, touching, you know, they're saying that the surface is one thing, that the virus is on. They're trying to indicate how long that might be, how long those that the virus might be on the packages that you have when you go to the grocery store. People are here are testing at the Sanders Chicken plant. It was completely shut down after somebody tested positive down in Daugherty County. And that Daugherty County is the hot spot outside of New York with so many people that are that have the COVID-19 and passing away. You know, this is they can't figure out really, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, on how it really is. They say wash your hands. We talked about some things, DeMonica. One of the things you and I talked about was radiation. And if you remember, we were talking about that yesterday. The radiation poisoning has a lot of the same indicators that show the things that are affecting people. You know, and we were talking about that. What was one of them was the vomiting, diarrhea,
headaches,
and
dizziness.
Dizziness. And the whole conversation. What is it?
Fatigue and weakness, fever.
Well, I got hot flashes. I don't know. That ain't got nothing to do with it. I said, whew. So I'm thinking, okay, hot flashes. But they're saying this is radiation. The radiation is coming from the 5G network. So that's another conversation. We want to talk about how people are getting help and the access for Americans and what the statements are being said through the U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said it in a statement, the accessibility and distribution of retail independent community-based pharmacies make pharmacists the first point of contact with a healthcare professional for many Americans. They also added that the Secretary for Health stated that this will further expand testing for Americans, particularly in healthcare workers, the first responders who are working around the clock to provide care and compassion and safety to others. Now, I know for a fact we had a busload of our nurses leave Atlanta from Grady and go to New York. Right, just to mention those people. And they said it's like a war zone. They're keeping up. They're showing that on CBS 46 News, which is a station that I'm loving. I slept on it for a while. But 46 CBS News is really, really about the people and about getting information out. We just heard the president speak for a while about some updates, which I think is good that he is coming on and getting a paycheck. You know, he get a check every day, so he might as well work, right?
Right, yeah. That's right. Well, they said that the check
he don't need to be
distributed. Now, they did say tonight that if you have direct deposit, you might be able to get your money. They're looking for, like, by the end of this week, which would be Friday. And if you don't have direct deposit, it may take a week or two before you receive it by mail.
Who said this?
That was on the news tonight, ABC News.
ABC News. Okay, ABC News. Okay, we got to check because we can't be... The one thing we're not going to ever do is pass out the information. That's wrong. One of the things that we were talking about was how to protect yourself. And there's a map that came up from the CDC that has been active up to 8 minutes ago. You can go on. This is why I like getting stuff from MSN. MSN.com has a coronavirus map. And they're tracking it. And in Europe, it's just overtaking them. It's just orange.
Oh yeah,
all over Europe.
Yep,
it's
I'm
just
looking at
it's
it right
orange,
now.
And the hot spots and South America on the ridges, Africa. You know, black folks don't want no kind of diseases anyway, so they don't even got nothing about Africa on here for real. Real talk. It's just
now
they.
Now that's what I wanted to ask about that question right there.
They have little spots, pockets,
mm-hmm.
but it's been changing. Germany,
okay,
so they're saying these are the cases. Okay, globally is 1,500,830 people so far that they can
mm-hmm.
calculate. In the United States, there's 428,901. Now this is
mm-hmm.
just as of a moment ago. In Spain, 148,220. Italy, 139,000.
Mm-hmm.
Germany, 113,296. France, 82,000. China mainland is 81,000. Iran is 67,000. United Kingdom is 60,000. Turkey is 38,000. Belgium is 23,403.
Mm-hmm.
Switzerland is 23,280. The Netherlands is 20,000. Canada is 19. Brazil is 15. Portugal is 13. Australia is 12. South Korea is 10. Israel, Russia, and Sweden are all in holding at 8,000 and something. Ireland, Australia, Norway is at 6,000. Chile, Denmark, India, Czechia is 5,000,
mm-hmm.
including Poland, and Peru, Romania, Pakistan, Malaysia, Ecuador, Philippines, all of that's holding at 3,000 to 4,000. Saudi Arabia was 2,000. Mexico was 2,700. Saudi Arabia is 2,900. Finland,
mm-hmm.
Siberia, Thailand, Panama, Qatar, you know what I'm saying, y'all, 2,200 people. Dominican Republic is 2,100. And South Africa, now everybody black waiting on this report, 1,845 people in Africa. 1,845 people in South Africa. Okay, Greece, Colombia, Argentina, Ukraine, Singapore, Iceland, all of these, Morocco, Iraq, all of these are falling right at 1,000. Hong Kong has SARS, which is 960. Kuwait, 855. It's just too hot to get the disease out there. Puerto Rico, 620. Some of these cities, I mean, they got a detail on here. You can go to the coronavirus, COVID-19. They have a state by state. It's a long list, but it's broken down right now. It's just one of those parts that we know these are things that they're reporting them, but a lot of people are not getting tested. So we're talking about people that it's not even going. You know, we got people, we know people. You and I both know people that ain't going to
mm-hmm. go. mm-hmm. Right. And it is important. It's important to get tested. I know that they said now that Walgreens, they have a test now at Walgreens that you can purchase for it if you want a test.
Oh, okay.
Another thing is, that's what they said. Walgreens have a test that's available. You can purchase. It's available
now.
You
can purchase the test?
Oh. Yep, you can buy the test at Walgreens.
Okay. Go ahead.
Now, I got to make a statement here. Not really a statement, but this is just shocking to me. Wuhan.
Sure.
In China,
uh-huh.
has lifted the lockdown order.
Right.
As of today.
Oh. Yeah, they said they were going to do that because they had leveled out.
Okay, well,
and
I mean, they said after 76 days, the stay-at-home order has been lifted as of tonight, as of today.
Okay.
People are still being urged to stay at home as much as possible and schools remain closed.
That's for, you know, that's for economic purposes. That's for money. That
okay.
It has nothing to do with the safeguard of people or any of that. They have to still move merchandise to and from the world, and they are still trying to turn on that 5G. That's all I'm going to say about it. I am not going to get into it. I know scientists are starting to come up with conversations that they've already told people. You know, mm-hmm. we told you so. So that's kind of where we are right now. This is some interesting crap right here. Now this comes from the insider. They said people, we can't get a break. Girl, when I say we can't get a break, they said people of color worry that they will be racially profiled if they wear masks.
If they wear the mask, yeah.
Damn. We can't, my God. We can't
it's
win
like,
for me. I'm going back to Africa. Yeah, I'm going back to Africa. Everybody keeps saying why. I am going back to Africa. You know, the CDC has recommended to wear the homemade mask for protection against the coronavirus. But when a black, and I ain't saying about sisters, when black men are wearing a bandana or a mask, they gonna be looking at them like they crazy, watching them the whole time,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, really? The fear to be racially profiled by wearing some homemade mask for prevention. They saying that, you know, we can't win.
And I can see them being concerned about that. I mean, you know, like you're saying, think about it. Is mistaken identity. It's like, is this a setup or what? It's telling you to use a bandana
that's
to tie it over your
mm-hmm.
face.
Right, so they can shoot you quicker. They said this guy named Trayvon Logan, he's an economic professor from Ohio State University. He says that the CDC recommendation was in an interview, and that we have to advise the public that they read into the fact that we're criminals, that black men in general are presumed criminal. They have a nefarious, particularly white people have a nefarious that they particularly have against black people. The larger is the context of black man fitting the description of the suspect who has a hood on. Now his face is covered. Now you got a problem. You know, and then he was saying, like, you know, this is a professor going in on him. You know, then they're going to sketch him
mm-hmm.
with the mask on.
Right.
Yeah, it is. It's just, this is just a bit, It's a bit something, you know. They're telling us to protect ourselves, and people that have sons that are out there walking can be gunned down.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a horrible situation. It's horrible. I know you, with you having three sons, DeMonica. I know. Are they wearing protection? When they out bandanas and all that for their
they're actually wearing masks, you know, but the surgical mask, as they state, really doesn't do anything.
They don't.
My youngest, he has one that was made, so it doesn't, you know, it doesn't really, it just basically covers, you know, the nose and the mouth area, so it's not really like a bandana. So he's changed up to another one yesterday. The
okay.
middle one,
okay.
he's wearing a surgical mask.
Yeah, you don't want to tell
and
him nothing else other than that.
One,
okay.
The oldest one, the prison, has just now miraculously, after we were protesting, gave them some masks yesterday. However, it's 17 cases of COVID-19 in one of our prisons. That's in Moose Lake. And where he's at, I'm not exactly sure how many they're keeping in hush hush, how many cases is confirmed there. But they just gave us a mask yesterday.
Okay. All right. I want to give a shout out to AARP, who I'm a member. I'm at the 50s. AARP is hosting a weekly live coronavirus information teletown hall on Tuesday, April the 9th at 1 p.m. And it's about the coronavirus, coping and maintaining your well-being. Now, the experts of the week are going to do a live question and answer, and they will address the questions related to protecting yourself and your loved ones from the virus, staying healthy, and reducing social isolation. That's the key thing. A lot of people do not understand that there's a mental strain on people that's happening. And being those who are in the homes, you know, and that's something we want to talk about. Is I think we talked about that with Ms. Jones a little bit, touch bases about that. They will also respond to the rise of concerns about how stress and uncertainty and fear and lack of control are negatively affecting people and contributing to depression. Now, you can call in at this toll-free number at 855-274-9506 and listen to the live audio stream starting at 1 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday, April 9th, Eastern Standard Time. And so I want people to understand that we're dealing with, especially people that are in their 50s, our well-being. You know, it's got to be a lot of uncertainty that happens with parents, mothers. You know, you don't even know what to tell your child. I think that was one of the questions that you asked Dr. Jones. I'll just call Dr. Jones. And and how to help settle them down with the questions and things that they're asking you. So there's a lot of more strain and stress on parents who were really not used to having their kids being at home all day, all night like that. That, you know, everybody has had a routine. So that's something that is going to be taken care of in terms of just, I like the fact that AARP is kicking in for their members and allowing some kind of leeway, you know, what you need to know. That's what I Google. What you need to know in order to stay healthy. What do you need to know about the coronavirus in terms of protecting yourself? One of the things that I think we talked about, DeMonica, was that therapy, right, that helps support your immune function. And, you know, you were talking about some of your problems that, you know, that your body felt like it was breaking down, but you've been up and down all day, all night, protecting your family, screaming at them, telling them to stop running out the house, wash your hands, make sure you got your hand sanitizer, and you're not the only mom. How are you dealing with that, really?
And it is very stressful, and especially, too, that I've been actually, you know, calling my grandkids, you know, and just trying to encourage them to let them know how serious it is. But the problem is the hardest thing, I think. I think that because they don't see it really close within family that's suffering at the moment, that they don't think that this is real. And I'm not just saying that for my family per se, but for a lot of families, they're like in denial, like, this can't happen to us, or this is in New York. You know, until it hits home or someone that they know, that I believe that they'll take it more seriously. I get really frustrated because I'm constantly repeating myself. they're taking the precautions of wearing the mask and the sanitizing themselves. But my thing is, stay home.
It's impossible to have
it, especially age systematic.
But they're young men. They're young men, and they're running in and out, all day, all day, all day.
And you've sat down and talked to them. You've had family meetings. Yes, and I explained what asymptomatic is, that, you know, my youngest son, he's 19. Although you may feel healthy, but
you
mean
your baby son is
19. Yeah. And you don't know if you could be passing this on to someone else.
Right.
So he is working. So he works, he does the Instacart, and he's been doing the food delivery. So he's been very much, you know, being as protected as he could be. But my point, Phil, is being asymptomatic, because my resistance, as you know, my immune system isn't the greatest. So protecting myself, and yes, it's stressful.
You know, I was looking at some, they said there's some current testing methods. Have anybody you know taken the test close to you?
To be honest, actually, I take that back. One lady last night I spoke to. And she actually has a family member that tested positive. But the test was from, which was surprising, months ago. And she brought it to me.
Say what?
As a matter of fact. And she said, by chance, when you were sick and when you were down, what type of flu did they say you had? I said, well, they said the influenza. This was back, remember when I was back the early part of February? She said that one of her people was sick with the virus around that same time. And possibly we could have had it and didn't know that we've had it. But this particular
in January
found out that it was bad.
And they survived through it. They have it or they don't have it now?
They don't have it.
But
so
they
in other
did
words,
have it.
What she was asking me, she said, did you have it? I said, you know what, I don't know, because they said it was influenza when I was sick. And she said, well, so-and-so had it. And they just confirmed after all these months, the test came back positive that she had the COVID-19.
Huh. All right.
But I made sure, as just as a common flu, that I stayed home and I wasn't around anyone for those 19 days. Because remember, I went to the hospital and I was sick.
Yeah.
And I had to go back to the hospital that Monday. And that's when I found out that I had slight pneumonia. And I stayed in the house for 19 days after that. And I still haven't got a confirmation from the hospital. Did I have it?
But they weren't looking for that. Well, they weren't even know. They didn't even know what to test for then, did they?
Nope, they didn't.
That's when you went.
That's right.
And that's where the problem is right there. This has been around when everybody was sick back in November and December. And then for some reason that information did not get put out to other people. So let me go back into this. Now, as we get close to the end here, who is at risk for infections? Anyone exposed to a person or person infected with COVID-19 is at risk of contracting the virus, okay? Now, individuals have increased likelihood of being infected and experiencing more serious complication are older adults, persons with severe underlying chronic health issues. And I know those for a fact because I have these things. One of them is high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, What else? Weak immune system, HIV.
Weak immune system.
Yeah.
Liver disease.
Liver
disease.
Okay.
People that's on dialysis. Oh, your kidney patient. Yeah.
Okay.
So people, yeah, so people that's on dialysis that have to go in every day to the, you know, to get the dialysis, they're exposed to, think about it, they can't stay home because they're on dialysis. So they're really exposed to it every day.
All right. Oof. I didn't even think about that.
And we just pray for the mercy of our healthcare workers and first responders.
They got some ground zero people that have survived through it. And they want to study those individuals. But this is the thing. It's almost like we're chasing our tails. One of the things I just noticed is that they said that to clean everything, that you want to clean your counters, your doorknob, you want to continue cleaning like you've been doing. I think you've been running around cleaning everything. People
like
walk
crazy.
In, you're spraying them, you're running.
Yeah. I'm running to the door with, they're cracking up because I'm running to the door with the sanitizer, and here I got the hubby who's OCD. Trust me, everything from the rooter to the tooter is bleached. And when I say everything, believe me, everything. When you come in, the house is smelling like bleach everywhere. And so, yeah, we bleach everything now. Yeah. When they come in the house,
is it helping?
Leave your shoes outside.
Yes, it's helping. Oh, outside it though. Come in here bare feet now, footed it.
You remember the conversation the other night? When you come here, he's going to say, leave your shoes outside the door. Don't you come in the doorway with them shoes on.
Okay. I understand. So let's get back to Georgia, you all. I'm not worried about Mr. Brother Man. Georgia has said that there is a shelter-in-place order. I ain't fooling with him. Extended through the end of April. The governor made the announcements during a news conference. I know, right? At the Georgia Capitol on Wednesday. So now, everybody that's in Georgia, there's a statewide order for all Georgians to stay at home that would last until April 13th. But just hours after extending the state's public health emergency information, the governor announced that the shelter in place will remain in place until April 30th. Now, this is what's so weird here. There are 50 counties that he claims that are not experiencing the coronavirus. And so this is why he's saying he has not issued a complete order for the entire state. But he's saying under the order, residents and visitors are required to shelter in place inside their homes and take every possible precaution to limit social interaction and spread the COVID-19 unless you are conducting or participating in essential services. Now, that's what they just said a minute ago, Demonica. It's essential services. Essential services, they're trying to define what those are. And,
right, what
and
is
those
that?
Basic,
yeah.
Those, they're trying to define that. They said, are you engaged in performance of travel to and from the minimum operations, basically going back and forth to homes or nonprofits? Things like that. Are you a part of a workforce or critical infrastructure? So all these things, it's too broad. And they've been trying to get them to narrow it down. What does that mean? Because people are being stopped, they said. And my neighbor, he works for a hotel downtown. And they said that the people are being stopped. If you're walking, just say you want to go for a walk at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night in Fulton County, the police is there to stop you and ask you, what are you doing out?
Wow.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Now, what,
all right,
what
I'm just going to wrap this up.
There?
It's 9 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock.
Okay, because ours is midnight.
From 9
okay.
to 6.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to change it because y'all ain't listening.
Well,
y'all are not listening
they
at all whatsoever.
Pretty much doing a little bit better, a little bit under control. They're getting a little bit
who's
better.
There?
Well, that's what the governor said.
They don't know your folks then, do they?
I just seen it was 9,800 people with this tested positive, and so far, I want to make sure that I'm right about this. So far, this is hard.
It is. It is really heart wrenching, and we haven't even reached the peak yet. Look at Louisiana, 17,030, 652 deaths.
How many?
652 deaths. 17,030. Cases.
I don't know what to say.
And mainly in Louisiana, the statistics for the black is almost 73% are black.
Where?
In Louisiana.
Didn't you say that makes up, they make up one-third?
Yeah.
Of one-third
of
the population?
Yeah.
All right, here we go, y'all. I just seen this. The meat plants are shutting down as workers get sick. Global food chain suppliers are at risk to the pandemic. This is CNN Business at 3:57 today, Wednesday, April the 8th. And the reporter is Danielle Brown. I want to make sure, because I want to make sure we're not saying nothing that is not in mainstream.
Right.
They're saying that major meat processors are starting to shut down the plants as employees are getting infected by the coronavirus. Tyson, one of the largest meat processors, suspended operations at their Columbus Junction, Iowa pork plant this week for more than two dozen workers had contracted the COVID-19 there. Tyson said they would divert livestock that was headed to Columbus to other pork plants in the region. Okay. The beef plant in Pennsylvania is closed down and won't open until April 16th after 2 weeks. They said that the people that are experiencing flu-like symptoms explained that the plants need to shut down. Now, this is the part right here. This is weird. Now, they got down the ballpark park's finest hot dogs. All of those are shutting down. So all of those processed foods that that parents have been using to get over the hump with these kids staying at home, now we're about to have a problem. Now it's going to be fresh meat and no processed meat. And I hate to say this, but people fill their children up with processed foods, DeMonica.
Oh, yeah.
It's just that simple.
And macaroni and cheese. Now, Ziggy Pop, she's not going for that. But a lot of these, processed foods, like the macaroni and cheese, to everything that's in the can,
So that's going to be impacted too. That's going to be impacted
like
too.
Like
stuff that's in the can.
Yeah. I know that Mother said today in Houston that they can't even find, she's been looking all over for milk. No milk available. She's went to, I forgot how many different stores, and basically they're running out of milk. And so she suggested using some of the powdered milk, but you can't find the powdered milk anywhere.
Wow. All right.
So we got power. That's in where?
Houston, Texas.
Where's that at? Houston, okay. All right.
In Texas, yeah.
So I think is Tyson is huge.
Yes, it is.
It's the world's largest meat processor.
Meat truck chain,
you know,
yeah.
And yeah, they're processing plants. I know they do the chicken too. And now they're saying that restaurants are transforming into grocery stores because of the coronavirus. Right? Because now we're about to have a food shortage. We have not gotten into the thick of things until we get until everybody is sitting at home and now because we did not act as quickly as we supposed to and shut people, I mean it's hard, it's easy to say, but it's hard to even reflect. Why would you not sit your tail home? Why, you know, but they saying that, okay, let me give you a perfect example. They got restaurants still open.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to knock people in the restaurant business. They got to eat just like everybody else. They got to pay their bills. But if you got workers that are sick making your food, how do you stop the spread of the virus?
I was going to say that.
Now the people that are actually preparing your food are sick as well, because you have to understand that I'm not saying nothing negative about people because we all have to work, but you have to understand that the people that are working in these plants, some of them have, this is the only thing they have ever done. They have generations of people who work in these processed plants for years and years. And that's all they have. And they have no choice but to go to work, sick or not, to pay their bills. It's not like Atlanta where people are leaving one job, going to another. If you're in a certain area like Iowa, that whole city is dependent on that plant. That city gets tired, people get sick, that plant shuts down. So we have people that have that situation, and then the other side, some of these people are hiring anybody that will walk off the street that will cut up an onion to prepare your food.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you this from experience, because other people who are those people are just trying to make a penny. The company that I work for, I witnessed that myself. That anything that walked off the street, they gave them a van to drive. Just trying to tell you, scared me to death.
Well, now we're talking about Walmart here in Minnesota. I don't know in Georgia, but Walmart is having some issues here. And so what they're actually trying to do is they're trying to make, you know, the plastic shields, just like they have in the hospitals. Are they doing that there where the counters, they're making that big plastic shield come over to the register? Well, we haven't even got them yet. So they're just now getting them. And now they're speaking of some of the workers that's been coming in, you know, sick at the registers.
Sick. That's right. That's right. I saw one lady, I was at another place. Can't say the name of the company. But I was at a store, and the girl didn't even have gloves on or mask. She's just touching the food. And her nationality was more like from Pakistani or India or something like that. And she's just touching it, no gloves. So, you know, it's about the dollar in America. It's not about people's lives in America. And it's unfortunate. But, D, you know what? I'm glad. Let's make sure we go back over what we've been talking about. We're talking about the things in order to stay safe. People with asthma need to be cognizant of this. There are health issues that continue to evolve, and healthcare workers that have, you know, can't go home, and the ones who do go home, they infect their family members, and it just the cycle never ends. So there's no system of order in place All they're telling us to wash our hands, keep our distances, and what else? You know, we are in a bad shape. The United States is in a bad, bad, bad situation right now, and there's nothing we really can do except for pray, ask God to protect our families, and pray for our leaders who make the decisions so they will make the right decision. That's all I'm going to say.
And be supportive of each other and just take the time to call one another and just check on each other and uplift them. And if you do feel stressed out and you're stressed and you need to speak to someone, you have that 800 number again?
Oh, no, I don't. That's AARP. I don't have that one.
AARP. Okay.
Yeah.
There are numbers that you can call out here if you have anxiety about COVID-19 in different states.
All right.
And you can Google those as well. Stay prayed up.
Right, y'all.
Stay home. Stay positive. And this too shall overcome.
Overcome. This too shall pass.
This too overcome.
All right, y'all.
I said overcome.
All right, y'all. We are out of here for the evening. Thanks, D. Y'all
Thank
are
you.
Listening to the Monica Fly.
WAMRDD.
Get on that bike, honey. That's
my FTP
exercise
in the house.
Right there, girl.
Minnesota. What a station with the new looking filler of radio.
Yeah.
Serena. Representing the ATL.
Y'all need to buy this CD, y'all. This is the Monica Feel Your Body now. I think this is just the instrumental. Oh,
all
it's
right,
the
feel it, babe.
Instrumental, yeah. Hey,
love yourself. Feel yourself.
Embrace yourself.
Yeah, I know you heard me. You have a new text. Go ahead, pick me up and check it out. You don't want to miss anything. It could be important. You should check now. Do you want to seem rude? You should respond now. Come on, just pick me up. It'll just take a second.
Don't text and drive. Hands-free cell phone use is now the law. This message brought to you by the Georgia Department of Transportation.
Hi, I'm Monica, and I work for the Internal Revenue Service. Scammers are looking for ways to steal your money year-round. The IRS has seen an increase in tax scams, preying on honest taxpayers, especially by phone. Some of the most common scams involve con artists who pretend to be from the IRS and call victims, telling them they have to pay right now or else. Don't believe it. We have formal processes in place for people with tax issues. And angry, harassing calls like these are not how we do business. The IRS does not call you about tax debts you owe without first mailing you an official notice. Other tax scammers try to rip off their victims by luring them into filing false claims for phony tax credits, non-existent rebates, or even refunds based on their Social Security benefits. These scammers sometimes use flyers, brochures, advertising free money from the IRS with little or no documentation required. Sometimes they use email. In the end, not only do the victims lose the money they paid the scammer, but they also learn their claims are rejected. Or worse, they have to return the money to the IRS, plus penalties and interest. Don't fall for it. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. To learn more about tax scams, go to our website, irs.gov, and type scam in the search field.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than just serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable. Serving part-time lets you attend school full-time while you take advantage of education benefits that can help you graduate debt-free. If a civilian career is your goal, serving part-time allows you to work at a full-time job. The skills, qualities, and contacts you'll develop in the Guard can open doors to a great civilian career. Want to serve but worried about being away from friends and family? Part-time service in the Army National Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want while you enjoy the many benefits of serving your community and nation. You owe it to yourself to learn more about how the Army National Guard can fit into your life. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Georgia Army National Guard. Aired by the Georgia Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Atlanta, Minneapolis, Nashville, and everywhere else. WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman's station, the new look and feel of radio. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, health, politics, and entertainment. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.atlantamixradio.com.